How are we doing? Excellent. It's been, 2 weeks since I was last here. But it's been a long time since before then, and I'm always so excited to come and be part of our times together, whether we're in Aldershot or whether we're in Farnham or in Borden. It is just great to be part of it and part of Jubilee. And this morning, we're kicking off a series on worship. And I don't often use this phrase because I think actually it's been taken up by in the wrong way. And forgive me, I don't mean this in a nasty way at all, but I genuinely mean it in its meaning. Oh my God, wasn't that good worship? You know, that was extraordinary. Just extraordinary to be in the presence of God. And I really sense that God is with us this morning. I mean, God is with us every morning. But it's just a wonderful way that worship connects us to the Father, to his throne, to the Lord Jesus, and through the Spirit. And I am so struck by this morning. And I'm expectant that God is going to come and meet with us this morning. And so I just want to say that right from the very beginning. I'm going to speak, and my intention is at the end of our time together is that we'll have a moment where we can connect once again with the Lord in worship. And Chrissy and the guys are going to come up and lead us. But I believe that God is going to do a work in our hearts this morning. He's going to do a work in our hearts that's going to help us connect with him again and afresh in a new way. So let me pray, and I'm going to just move slightly forward, because I want to be closer to you, and I won't want to trip over the celebration bucket, so I'll put that back there. Father God, I pray that your Spirit would come now. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We ask, would you come and reveal Jesus to us, who in himself was the great revelation of the Father. And Lord, we come in a desire to connect with you deeper. That song, Oceans of Waves Crashing Over Us, Lord. We ask, Holy Spirit, come crash over us this morning. Drown us, we pray, in your presence. Amen. Amen. So worship of God is, I believe, one of the central reasons why we exist. Probably it's our highest calling. It's been said that man's chief aim is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Yet worship is something that's accessible for every Christian, whether they're young or they're old, whatever nation they come from. We belong to a family of churches called Commission. And one of the values of this family is that we are a church where God's presence is prized and where God is enthusiastically worshipped. Narrowing it down a bit, we are one church in three locations. And as Jubilee Church, one of our key values is to glorify God. We want to see our services and gatherings full of thankful, vibrant, joyful praise and worship. So, as you can see, worship is an important part of being this church. And if you're a visitor, you're going to find yourselves, if you keep on coming, that you're going to find worship is one of the things that we value very, very highly. Now, straight off the bat, I am not a very musical person. I'm not a musician. I tried the guitar for about a month, and then it became a dust-covering ornament that was only picked up 12 years later when my son Callum decided to learn to play. I hit a box. Now, Luke hits a box far better than I do, as does his dad far better than I do, as there are many people, probably everyone in this room hits a box far better than I do. But there's a strange internal struggle in my spirit, because you see, I'm half African. And so I'm half African, half British, and so there's this kind of desire to, you know, I've got a little bit of rhythm, and that's my African side, and my British side is this kind of strange enthusiasm. And so after a little bit of warming up, I can do percussion with a lot of enthusiasm and not so much skill, but it's okay. It's okay. I love it. I absolutely love it. I started to play percussion mainly because the youth group that I was leading at the time in Birmingham didn't have a drummer. It had lots of musicians, lots of very great singers, lots of people who played a whole variety of instruments, but no one played the drums. So I thought, well, what am I going to do about this? And I thought, well, I'll tell you what, I'll go and buy some. So I went and bought some of those big Kanga Conga things. Is that right? Is that what you call them? I don't know. They're big. They're about that big, and you hit them like that. You can tell I'm a really professional musician. So I had a couple of them, and I had the old shaky egg. Everyone's got to have a shaky egg. And I had a rain stick for those moments, particularly like oceans, where you go... You know, you get the kind of emotional feel of it. You know, it's great, it's great. And so armed with my array of percussion instruments, with my enthusiastic rhythm, I managed to join in with these young people. And actually, we didn't sound too bad. Very, very quickly, some of the young people learnt to play the drums. Now, I'm not sure whether this was to stop me playing. I like to think it was because of my inspirational enthusiasm. But, you know, we'll leave it at that. I love to worship. I'm a hands in the air, belted out loud, occasional stray into a harmony no one else is singing, ever conscious of whatever everyone else is doing around me, dad dancing, action song combatant of a worshipper. Took me a long while to work that one out, but that's the truth, people. That's who I am. I enjoy singing. I do find some worship songs really dull, but there are some that touch my soul, make me want to dance or weep. I used to be an Anglican, and I spent years raging against hymns that used the word potentate, like I knew what that meant. But I love Christmas carols, and I actually love a few hymns as well, now that I know what potentate means. If you want to know what it means, come and see me later. From a very early age in my Christian walk, I made a decision that I was going to be a worshipper. The Bible says that King David had a heart for God and that he was a worshipper, right down to his pants. I think I knew early on in my Christian walk that I needed to make a choice. Was I going to have a heart for God? And if I was, I needed to be a worshipper. What is worship? Well, it's to declare God's glory, to tell of all his wonderful attributes and works. It's to declare our own love, gratitude, and dedication to God. It's to listen to God for what he has to impart. It's to declare to each other thanksgiving and truths about God. And it's to live our lives in such a way that it gives opportunity for God's goodness to touch this world. Worship is worth-ship. For the last 10 years, I've come into this school and explained to students that we all worship. I'm a